girl who is very lively, say, in her teens. Said, "My, she's certainly what I'm interested in here is a lively person in degrees. Suppose a young girl or an older person." So you might say, "Well, he's 70, but he certainly gets around. He's very." What is the difference between spry and frisky and words like that?
Yes. Well, you speaking of a young girl, you might say, "Well, she's frisky." I've heard that term used. In an older person, he's spry for his age.
Suppose you think the young girl is too frisky. Yeah. So she's awful.
Well, I don't know. No. Tell me one. Maybe I've heard it.
Brash or
no. Fast.
Fast. And an older person who's more than spry, he's downright peppy. If a person is very easy to get along with, how would you describe him?
I'm trying to think in terms back there. I just don't remember it, a term that they used.
Those are a wide range. One word that's interesting is common.
Never heard that used.
What would you mean if you say, "Well, she's common"?
Well, in this area, if you use the word common, that if especially if you were speaking of a lady, her character was not very well.
Is that right? These two extremes.
Yeah. We thought of the word common as in character-wise, very, you know, her character was not good if she was a common, if she was referred to as a common person.
So that you would say, you never hear, "Well, come on in, and don't worry about how you look, we're just common folks."
I've heard that, yes.
Is that bad or good?
Well, no, it's all right. It's good. We're just people. Come on in. But you refer to a particular person as being common, and especially a lady, that would be
negative.
That would be negative.
I see. And the opposite of somebody who's good natured would be somebody who is any negative characteristics that you can think of.
Bullheaded. I've heard that many, many times. He's bullheaded.
And how about, suppose we get angry very easily?
High-tempered.
Mm-hmm. Suppose a lady would get hurt very easily.
You mean get her feelings hurt?
Yes.
Is that what you want to say? She'd get her feelings hurt.
Or did you ever hear of anybody who was touchy?
I've heard the word, yes.
Touchy. Uh-huh. Which means that she would be hurt.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Easily. And I suppose if somebody gets, you kid somebody, well, for example, chivalry, mm-hmm. Suppose you play a joke and the groom doesn't take it. What would you be known as? Or you have that you just know better than to?
Well, you can't do better than that. Is it
really better than that?
No.